without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is a good God. We can't really describe the goodness of the Lord. Can't really describe the goodness of the Lord. Our little finite mind won't allow us. He put up with us. He put up with us. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 65. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 65. Going to Revelation again with my same verse. See, he had his same verse. Revelation 3 and 20, if you will. It said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will. I ain't gonna send Michael. I'm not gonna send Gabriel. Nothing wrong with them, but I will come unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. But you got to open the door and let him in. Open the door and let him in. I stand at the door and knock. Since we in these last days, and I believe we are the church of Laodicea, he's standing at the door of many people's hearts trying to get in before it's too late. It's a sad thing about this church. What make it so sad about this church that Jesus can't find nothing good about this church. That's the sad part about it. He can't find nothing good to say about this church. And if he can't find nothing good, we in bad shape and don't know it. We in bad shape. When I say we, I'm a part of it. You're a part of it. The book of us, I don't believe, according to the scripture, won't make it because we done turn our back on the Lord. In this 21st century, this 21st century church, Laodicea. Remember now, we are talking about the church of Laodicea, the 21st century church. Us. The old folk used to say, us is church. And we're talking about us now. I mean that. Don't take me lightly. Please don't take me lightly. I promise you I'm not playing. I promise you I'm not trying to scuffle, trying to find nothing to preach. God give it to me. Promise you. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. The world gonna come to an end sometime. Jesus gonna come back sometime. And our mind The devil will pitch it. I'll be dead and gone, dead and gone. It's going to run on some of us right now.
Right.
We there right now. I believe from the depths of my heart, we there right now.
Yeah.
When you study the word of God,
yes,
study the word of God and prayerfully.
Yeah.
I ain't complaining with the word of God. Prayerfully, God will show you we are there right now. Don't take it lightly. I know that little preacher. I know you know me. I know you too. We know one another. But don't take me lightly.
Right.
It's on its way.
Yeah.
We think it won't happen. But it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you believe it won't happen, you say you're a Christian, something wrong somewhere. Because he said it's going to happen. He said it. It's going to happen. Again, when you study the word of God prayerfully, you can see it's coming to us right now.
Right
now, as I speak. Right now. Notice, if any man, that's what it said in it, didn't it? It said, if any man, you don't got down to any man now. If any man, let us know that Jesus is dealing with individuals now. It's a mixed crowd church. Saved and unsaved. That's right. And the book of us in this last generation, in this last church, know what happened. The bulk of us just about going to be lost,
right,
according to the Bible here. Because we don't left and leave in Jesus. See it every day. Form and fashion. Entertaining. Not saying what God says, saying what folk want to hear now. Saying what folk want to hear. See. But Jesus got some preachers going to stand on the wall for it. I promise you. 9 times out of 10, it's the pastor who are worldly and love this prevalent world. What you trying to say? Well, I'm trying to say, when the pastor not saved,
go ahead,
or love this world more than Jesus, the members gonna be just about the same.
Go ahead. That's right. Go ahead. That's right.
Just about they're gonna be the same. Just the bulk of them really gonna be just about the same. That's me in the last days. Jesus talked about how many false preachers, false prophets, false pastors will come in the last days. They are here right now. They ain't never had no experience with Jesus.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Never met Jesus. Don't know nothing about Jesus. Just hear things, read about it, but don't really never been born again. God Almighty. In these last days. 9 times out of 10, just about now, in these last days, preachers, pastors, never met Jesus. Worldly. Paul, get your Bible right quick, and let's go and get this over with. 2 Timothy 4 and 10. Let's read just the first clause of it. You worry about them other places. I'm going to get that one clause there.
For Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world.
God Almighty. He had done what, Paul?
Forsaken me.
Paul said, Reverend Demas. Can I put a hell on his name? Maybe been a doctor, Demas. I don't know him. But wherever he was, he had what? Forsaken.
All right. Yeah.
Don't take that lightly. Don't take that light. See, See, and they think back then, they were leaving then. What? He loved this what? Present world. He loved this present world. He loved the world more than he loved the Lord. In other words, I'll put you down, Paul. Tell Jesus hello. Bye. He forsook him. That's what happened right now in these last days. They get a crowd. Yeah, have a crowd, but yet still, what you're telling the crowd? Lord Almighty. What you're saying to the crowd. And 9 times out of 10, if he worthy, the members gonna be worthy. Check it out. Just check around and see. If he worthy, the members just about gonna be just like him. Worthy. Call of mind. Their minds are mostly on worldly things. Notice Jesus is standing at the door of people's heart knocking. Day and night knocking. It was a man who painted a picture of Jesus standing at the door knocking. One man called it a masterpiece. But he said, the man made a mistake when he drawed it. He drawed a door, a painted door, without a handle on it. My mother had one of those pictures years ago when, y'all, some of you may have it, a picture somebody drew many years ago. And she had a door. He had thorns on around his head. And standing at a door knocking. Just knocking. But when the critic looked at it, he said, it's a masterpiece, but it's a door without a handle. The artist said, no, it's not a mistake. The handle on the inside. You got to open the door yourself. You the one got to open the door. He don't break in nobody's heart. He has somebody attention right now. You know he knocking, but why don't you open the door to let him in? You got the latch on the inside. Some folk got double locks. Make sure he don't come in then. But one day you wish you gonna have let him in. I said one day you gonna wish you had let him in. You can lock all the doors, but he won't break in. You don't even have to put no lock on the door. He will not break in. Oh, Jesus said, if you can do without me, I can do without you.
That's right. That's right.
You don't want to need me. I don't need you. You need me. I made you. You didn't make me. I wake you up in the morning. You don't wake me up in the morning. The latch on the inside, the knob on the inside. And he's still knocking. Day and night. Loving you and you still won't let him in. Oh, why won't you let Jesus in? Why are you keep ignoring or disregarding Jesus' knock? What in there that you don't want Jesus to see? What in there you don't want him to have? What are you hiding from him? God Almighty. What you got in there so precious that you don't want Jesus to see it? But I believe I know what it is. It's something you don't want to give up. 9 times out of 10 is something somebody don't want to give up. You know, Jesus don't get your mind off of what you got in there locked up there. See?
But you don't want to give it up. You better go and give it up. God got something double better what you got locked up in there. You're the one got to open the door and let him in. And when you come in, you'll start loving your enemy. I said, you'll start loving folks you couldn't stand one time. Folks lie on you, call you everything but a child of God. You still can look at me and hug them. And say, how you doing, sir? How you doing, sister? But when he come in, he bring love on the inside. Love knocking at your door. He bring joy on the inside. He bring peace on the inside. He bring salvation on the inside. But you got to open the door. You got the key. You got the lock.
Oh, yeah.
What did profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This church, y'all stick with me now. This the 21st century church. I believe it from the depth of my heart. Laodicea church is us. He knocking. We don't ran him out because we love the world more than we love Jesus. In the last and the evil days. Bless his holy name. In the last days. It's still many folks is still open the door. Amen. Some of them open the door gladly.
You're right.
They're tired of that lifestyle.
They're
tired of being crooks and being low down.
All right.
They're tired of stealing. They're just tired. They can't rest. They bought two or three water beds and still can't rest in. They tired. Everywhere they go all over the world traveling, trying to find some peace. And peace knocking at the door, won't let them in. But some of them getting tired. And some of them open the door to let them in. That's the crowd that's going to be saved in this church. The Laodicea church. He still got down to individual and not the whole church, not just individual I'm dealing with now.
That's right.
God Almighty. And somebody still don't see it right now. Keep on living. Study the Bible. Keep on living. You're going to see it. It's going to be at your door before you know it. He's still knocking, trying to get in. Are you disturbed? God Almighty. I said, have you disturbed? We got a comforter knocking at your door. You got hate in your heart? It's a lover knocking at your door. Just knocking. Want to come in. He won't come in to condemn you. He coming in because he don't want to condemn you at the judgment. But let me say this, I'm going on. Well, I tell you this. I'm talking to somebody here, I'm talking to somebody on the radio, man, wherever you may be. But one day, you're going to wish you hadn't let him in. I promise you. He ain't going nowhere. He's still knocking. Bless his holy name. Paul, look at Revelation 1 for me. 19 and the 20th verse. Revelation 1, 19 and 20. Let him in. God Almighty.
Write the things which thou hast seen.
Yeah.
And the things which are. And the things which shall be hereafter.
Yes, sir.
The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in thy right in my right hand.
Yeah, listen.
And the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
They are what?
Angels.
Everybody say angels.
Angels.
Angels. Angels. Say it again, angels.
Angels.
Angels. Every time I say it, you say it. Angels.
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 Read on, Paul.
And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
These seven stars stand for angels of the seven churches. And these seven angels are not angelic beings, but they represent the pastors of the church. See, angels never lead us in the church. Angels are supernatural beings. See, angels don't lead the church. What he's dealing with is what? Pastors. Dealing with his pastor. Angels don't take no mess. Angels don't know about no suffering. This is a church. This is a suffering church. What angel know about suffering? Nothing. Jesus went through what? Suffering. Any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross. Didn't no angel take up no cross for you. What an angel know about suffering and nothing, but somebody who know about suffering can help you because you're going to go through something. I give you strength to go through it because I went through with it. But an angel don't have no suffering. So he ain't dealing with angels here. He's dealing with the pastor. Dealing with the pastor. A meat man.
All
right. Can I say meat?
Yes, sir.
Take your time.
Somebody who go through trials and tests. Yes, just like Jesus. If you're going to follow me, take up your cross. Amen. Angel doesn't play. God said, do away with that fella. The angel don't, ain't on no pity. Boop, you gone. You know, he just got. So he's not dealing with angelic beings. He's dealing with a pastor. Notice now he's dealing with pastors. And Jesus is letting us know he addressing the pastor. Addressing the pastors of the church. God Almighty. Each pastor. God Almighty. He addressed him. Directly. Y'all see that? Every one of those seven churches directly to the angel. Directly to the pastor. Direct. To the pastor. God Almighty. You think I'm going to play around with y'all?
All right. All right. Bless you, Pastor.
I heard a preacher say years ago, I'm just playing old scared of Jesus when you come down there.
All right.
He doesn't play. God Almighty. He doesn't play with nobody. He merciful. He love. He joy. But he doesn't play. Why he don't pray? He can't lie. He cannot lie. I know you're a good corner, but you can't con him. He cannot lie. If he said something, he meant just what he said. And ain't gonna patch it up for nothing. He said what he said. He doesn't play with nobody. God Almighty. He kicks Satan out of heaven so fast. Bow say he left like lightning. And my brothers and sisters, bless his holy name. The pastor of the church, Paul, read Revelation 3 and 14 for me. He's talking direct to the pastors. Each pastor, God Almighty, he addressing each pastor of the seven church.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
Okay. Unto the what?
Amen.
All the churches, how he addressed them. Unto the what?
Amen.
He talking about the pastor. He's talking about
the pastor of the church. That means I said, if you ain't got a confidence in the pastor, you don't need to be in that church. I mean that. You've got to have confidence in your pastor.
All right. All right.
That's Bible. I gave you what? Pastors.
All right.
No, it isn't address, no deacon. No trustee.
Yes, sir.
No committee.
Yes, sir.
No choir.
Yes, sir.
But the angel. I'm talking to the angel. One I placed there.
All
right. Well, I tell my preacher, make sure they sit for you.
All
right. Don't I tell y'all that?
Yes, sir.
Don't be jumping in a church. Folks will run you out of church. You better make sure where you're going. You better make sure God's sitting you there.
All right. All right.
Want the pastor so bad, you better wait on the Lord.
All right.
Yeah. Folks will run you out of church.
All right.
But God on your side.
Yeah.
If God sent you there,
yeah.
He may send you there to get killed, but if God sent you there, run to the church.
All right.
God always going to take care of his pastor.
All right.
When that pastor preached the gun, he going to take care of the pastor.
All right. All right.
Yes, he goes through trials and testing, but he dealing with the pastor.
Preach, pastor.
I know I'm right. Talking to his pastor, he addressed who he placed there. God, now we don't play with y'all soul. I'm got to meet God one day.
Right.
I'm got to meet the Lord one day. Now, Paul, look at Jeremiah 3 and 15 for me. Jeremiah 3 and 15.
And I will give you pastors,
God Almighty,
according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
I'm going to give you. Now, who going to give to who?
God.
Going to give pastors. Didn't he say it right there?
Yes, sir.
Well, he ought to know his pastor then.
All right.
According to my heart. Which shall what? With what?
Knowledge.
And what?
Understanding.
15 years ago, God told me it's time for teaching.
All right. All right.
In other words, you don't hoop enough. No, you don't hoop enough. It's time for teaching.
Preach it, Pastor.
It's time for teaching. Folks got to be taught. They got to be taught the scripture.
Yeah.
It's time for teaching.
Yeah. Stand there, Pastor. Stand there. Stand there, Pastor.
He's going to feed you. I'm going to give you pastors. Not, ain't nothing really going to school now, but make sure God calls you to preach.
Amen.
You don't go to school to be a preacher. You go to school because you've been called to preach.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Come on,
Pastor.
Yes, sir. I'm going to school to be a preacher. All along, won't you be my pastor then?
That's right. That's right.
You've got to have the Lord on your side.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The Lord, the one that will direct you. You can't be his if you're not yours. If he's not yours, you can't be his.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to give you. And God ain't going to hand you no slop.
That's right.
He ain't going to hand you nobody that's been called. I'm going to give you somebody been called. I'm going to give you somebody who's been changed. I'm going to give you somebody that I'm on the inside of them.
All right. All right.
Give you pastor, watch over souls. God Almighty. Ain't no fly by night, Pastor. Pastor, watch over souls. God Almighty. Look at Jeremiah 23 and 1, Paul.
Woe be unto the pastors.
God Almighty.
That destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
God Almighty.
Saith the Lord.
And I'm going to play around with y'all. Paul, read again. They didn't hear that.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
I want to go to heaven too. But it said, woe unto the pastor. Woe. That woe can go so deep, we can't even describe it. It can go so deep, if I scatter y'all and don't care nothing about y'all, he may not even look at me. You go on yonder. That can be done like that. But Lord, go on yonder, sit down. Y'all, see, those the same folks, they'll be a shout, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Don't you say nothing, Walker, you sit down. God got some bad woes. Yeah. Check his woes out. Yeah. I want to be in the company where he's shouting at.
Yeah. Amen, Pastor.
That's a bad pastor. I don't care who he is. He's a bad pastor if he don't tell you the truth.
That's right.
Souls are involved in this thing. I said souls are involved in this thing. Woe unto him. Oh boy. Souls are important to God. We don't take, I don't take it like I tell my preacher right, man. Not my preacher, but both be God preacher. Ain't that right, y'all? Ain't that right?
We understand you, Pastor.
They know I don't play. When it comes down to this, I don't play. Don't be running at no church so fast, you'll be running back. One of my preachers right now, he's been on there about a pretty good while now. And I said, he come to me, he said, yeah, but Pastor, they call me over yonder and over yonder at the church. They call, he didn't want to go. See, he didn't want to go. We come to me, he didn't want to go. So, oh, I'm going to help him out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said, remember, we're doing good, blah, 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 blah. I'm over this, blah, 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 blah. I said, did you put in a resume? No, I ain't put in a resume. They called me, want me to come on and be their pastor. I said, well, if you better go. I said, you better go if you don't stay but 2 weeks. God knows that, Tony. God knows that, Tony. If God sends you,
you're right.
I say, if God sends you, you ain't hitting on nothing anyway. But if God looked at you and sent you, if they care you, you better go.
You're right, Pastor. God bless you.
If they sent for you,
that's right.
Don't I tell y'all that?
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
All the time.
Folks will run you out of church. But if you got the Lord on your side, he sent you there. Every devil in hell can't run you out. God owns this world. He got everything. He gave you pastors. Pastors. And the pastor get deacon. I get who I want to be a deacon.
All right.
You don't tell me who I want that deacon. I want. They got an answer to me.
You're right.
I can trust who I want to get. That's my business.
That's right.
Yeah, Pastor.
You going to give me a devil? I got plenty. You going to give me a devil? Because that's your buddy? No.
Yes.
Let me judge that myself.
Well, go on here, Pastor. Go ahead. Amen.
He gave the pastor and put over his church, his flock.
All right. See.
That's his holy name. So he gave us pastors. Pastor. Now, Paul, I want you to go somewhere from now. Now, look at John 21. 15 through the 17th verse. God Almighty. We're dealing with pastor now. Y'all listen. This is important. Don't take it lightly. There's so many folks that ain't been called by God in churches. It's
Amen.
Pitiful now.
Amen.
Pitiful. They ain't thinking about these folks' soul. About these folks' soul. Trying to get everything they can themselves. I ain't down to nobody. This is the Bible. It's the Bible. Read, Paul.
So, when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter,
God Almighty,
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
Whoa. Read on, Paul.
He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs.
Feed my lamb, feed my lamb, feed my lamb.
Simon, do you love these more than these here?
Yes, sir.
See, if you love Jesus, you're going to love the peoples.
Amen.
If you don't love Jesus, you ain't going to care nothing about his peoples.
Right? Amen.
If a pastor or preacher don't love Jesus, he ain't going to care nothing about Jesus' people.
Amen.
You got to love Jesus first. Then you love his peoples. I know you love the fish, Peter, but do you love me? Do you love my people? Do you love me? Do you love me more than these? And there's a lot of pastors that don't care nothing but about money. They don't care about no soul.
Well,
I know they don't cut me off already. That's all that's good.
Amen.
Nothing but a dollar. Only want a dollar, a dollar, a dollar.
Right.
I ain't never asked you for a dime since I've been here.
Yes, sir.
Not one dime. I ain't never took a dime out the treasure since I've been. If I found a dime, I'm gonna put it in the treasure.
You right?
All right. Time, man.
God come to take care of me.
All right.
If I treat the folk right, he gonna make somebody take care of me.
All right.
All right. God bless you.
I'm not boasting now. I'm talking about pastors now.
All right.
See, I gave you pastors of my heart who love people. They got to love the soul of the peoples. They got to care for the soul of the peoples. They ain't gonna job them out there, whatever.
Right? Amen.
In these last and evil days. You got nothing, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read on, Paul.
He said to him again the second time.
Second time.
Simon.
Simon.
Son of Jonas.
Yeah.
Lovest thou me?
God Almighty.
He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Yeah.
He said unto him, feed my sheep.
Feed my sheep. You know that. Well, he wanted me to go repeat because he denied it three times. Every time, do you love me for them three times? You told me, no, you hated
yes,
me. You ain't know me.
Yes,
now go back and straighten that out. That's all he's doing. Do you really love? He know people love me. He just
Amen.
Got shaken.
Amen.
You would have ran too. I would have too.
Probably.
Watch this. Y'all got to watch them. Some got to watch them, Walker. Now watch this. Now here comes Jesus with 12 men with him. Except one. No Jews in there. You know. So, here's you now. They come and got Jesus. Watch it now. See, they ain't had no problem with nobody until that time. They ain't had no problem with nobody until that time. They come and got him. Now watch this. Here they come and got Jesus and took him. These men had swords and shields. Peter loved him. He loved him so. He cut one of the men's ear off. But he didn't have nothing on the inside to hold it.
That's right.
You see, now watch this now. Here's Jesus. They got him. The disciples over there. If they got Jesus, ain't no Holy Ghost in me.
All right.
The Father sitting on the throne. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
supposed to do nothing but run.
All right.
They got Jesus.
Got
him. Ain't no Holy Ghost in me.
Right.
The Father on the throne, what I supposed to do? But after the day of Pentecost, after the day of Pentecost, something helped me. They weren't running no more because they had the Holy Ghost on the inside. They got a hold of Peter one time. He said, "Who do I obey? God of yours." God. He said, "I can help myself. I know he's alive." That's why I get happy right there. Only thing about you at me with your sword, you don't know he's alive. All you know, he died. All you know they put him in the grave. But I know he got up. With all power in his head, he lives in me.
Preach him. Preach, Pastor.
You got to know that for yourself. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, you got to know that for yourself. You got to know he's alive. I said, you got to know that yourself. He lives. I said, he lives. Yourself. You've got to talk about it. You just got to talk about it. You can't help yourself. He lived. Peter said, "I know he lived now. He's alive." Every child of God will know he's alive. And every pastor ought to stand up and say, "He's alive." He outdressing the pastors of every church. He outdressing them. Got so many chicken pastors and chicken preachers.
Amen.
Afraid to tell the folk the truth. And so many haven't been called in a turkey. Been called a preacher. So you got to compromise with the folks.
Amen.
Paul, read on. You got another voice there?
Yes, sir.
Read on, Paul.
He said unto him the third time.
Third time.
Simon, son of Jonas.
Yeah.
Lovest thou me?
Yeah.
Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?"
Yeah.
And he said, and he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things.
Yeah.
Thou knowest that I love thee."
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep."
Feed my sheep. He told me that three times. Feed my lamb. Feed my sheep two times. Feed the little babies. Then feed the grown up. Baby Christians, and all it came to be. You feed them. I'm dependent upon you to feed them. That means I don't want myself, since he put me over the church of New Bethlehem, all speakers come through me.
Amen.
You don't jump up and call a preacher and say, "Go preach at New Bethlehem." No, you got to come through me.
Amen. Amen.
Boasting, I'm over it, ain't I? I'm over it. So Paul can't bring a preacher in here and say, "Well, my brother won't care." No, I'm no Paul. Me and you friend, but no, we can't. You got to check with me first. No, you got to check with me first. Anytime you get preaching government, look for anything around here. Ain't bother. It don't bother me no more. Might well go cut it off. Devil, you might well cut it off. We gonna keep preaching. You got to tell it like it is. They'll take care of us a while. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Just like right now. Now, Brother Killen, bless your heart. And Sister Killen, I'm going to use y'all's name for a minute. Now, just suppose you get a sister. Wait, you don't know what I'm finna say. And bring to your house. And you take her in Sister Chillin's kitchen. And tell her, the woman you brought in, and tell her, how about cooking me a dinner? You're going to have some problems. She there to feed you. Well, think about this then. He ain't going to lie. Ain't going to lie to come here and feed you then. He put me here to feed you. I feed the flock, and he put me on the flock here. That's not boasting. I'm trying to teach something here. I'm got to give an account. He holding me responsible. We already come short. You think I'm going to play around with y'all's soul? No! Oh, you got to love the folks' souls. When the pastor loves the folks' souls, he going to tell the folks the truth. Hold on, man. Paul, look at Matthew. Got one more quick. Look at Matthew, Paul, right quick for me. 7 and 15. He gave us pastors in these last days. Pastors, you pastors, to watch over the soul. For we have just the angels, which represent the pastors. Each church, one to pastor who scattered my flock. You already told me that. One to them.
Amen.
God Almighty. Read, Paul.
Beware of false prophets.
Listen to that.
Which come to you in sheep's clothing.
God Almighty.
But inwardly, they are ravening wolves.
He told you right there. Ain't that right? Jesus talking to us. Beware. Beware. They come with what kind of clothes? Sheep clothing on. Looking like a sheep. Acting like a sheep. But they don't live like no sheep. That's the only way they get in. Time to take over. They come in like that. If a devil wants to come in here, a church that, you know, kind of live there, talking about Jesus, shouting, he ain't gonna come in. He stuck all up like this, you know how he stuck. If he want to get next to us, he draw folk with attention. He come in. Well, I know y'all was like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You talking about a house full of fire? Full of fire. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. He's trying to draw some attention. Yes. The first thing we're going to say, he's full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. He's full of the Ghost, but not the Holy. See, you got to watch that. You got to watch that sometime. You got to watch that sometime. If you stay with him long enough and talk with him, you'll find out what he's trying to do. Yes. Don't say yes too fast. Don't say no too fast. Just watch him for a while. Yes. Now there ain't no fool.
You're right, Pastor. That's right. Amen.
Sheep clothing. Come in with sheep clothing on. That means the pastor got to watch. You don't see them big old feasts he got. But a wolf, ain't that right? Wolf. He hide and butcher tail. But the pastor can recognize. He watch over the sheep. He watch over the flock. God Almighty. So God gave us pastors. And Church of Laodicea. And then he addressing the pastors of the church. And all seven churches. He gonna get pastors. You watch. Pastors. Well, I know he's telling the truth. Read the Bible. You know he's telling the truth. Read the Bible. Read what the Bible says. When you read the Bible, you know he's coming out the Bible. How about Paul reads 2 Timothy 5 right quick? 1 through the 5th verse. Read it kind of fast. I'm going to finish this right here. I got 8 more minutes, y'all. Okay.
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing.
Listen.
And his kingdom.
Read on, Paul.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season, out of season.
All the time.
Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Be ready all the time. Ready to what? Preach. Read on, Paul.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
God Almighty.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
By teaching the ticket of air, just something to sound good. A little short story thing. Ooh, we sure enjoy that. No, all that kind of mess, you know. All that kind of mess. You got to hear some gospel.
Amen.
I mean some raw doctrine. God Almighty. From the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Read on, Paul.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And shall be turned unto fables.
To fables. Nothing but little short stories and things. Little tales and things. You know, oh, that little mess. Well, we should have a good time today. I ain't heard nothing about Jesus yet. By teaching the tick of their ears. Something that sound good. Read on, Paul.
But watch thou in all things.
Watch.
Endure afflictions.
Yeah.
Do the work of an evangelist.
Yeah.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
He was talking to who? Timothy.
Amen. All right.
Paul something get out of here, but Timothy, you watch this. And he tell enough the same thing. The pastor got to watch over folks' souls. He called to watch over souls. God Almighty.
Amen.
Don't be ignorant of nothing going on. Watch what's going on. Watch everything. Watch. Pray day and night. God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Got to watch. Oh. Paul, I want you to read one more. Then we go.
Amen.
And where's that? That's going to be Hebrews 13 and 17. Let's be it. Hallelujah. Got to have that one.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Y'all see how important it is for a pastor? He watches over your what? Y'all ain't got it yet. He watches over your what?
Soul.
Well, show me your soul. Show me your soul.
All right.
You can't see your own soul. We can't see it. It's spiritual. I watch over spiritual things. Not your body, but your what?
Soul.
The devil wants your what? He wants your soul. I watch. I'm not boasting now. I'm a pastor. He put me here. I didn't put no resume in either. He sent me here to watch over the people's souls. That's important to God. That's important to every pastor who's been called by God.
You can't watch over your own soul. You need a pastor to watch over your soul. God Almighty. Not your gold, but your soul. But your soul is important to God. And when, watch this, when a preacher is careless with his own soul, you know he don't care nothing about yours.
Amen.
He's chilling with his own soul. If he's doing everything else, he's not watching over his either. How are you going to watch over yours?
Tucker Law number 1410.
I know I'm right. He watch over souls. God, he leave us out here naked. We have a leader. He watch over people's soul. In church of Laodicea, we got one, two more Sundays. We're going to talk about, let me go for it. All depends on, I can't describe it to y'all. You need to be in my shoes. And God knows you need to be in my shoes. See, how far he want me to go, I'm going with it, okay? But you got to understand, God loves people's souls. He's knocking at doors right now. Folks ignoring him. You got the hell on the inside. You got to open the door. He ain't going to break in your heart. He can't break in your heart. He won't dare that much. He respects you that much. You got to let him in. And I'm going to say it again. What's so important in your heart that you don't want Jesus to know? He already knows everything. He know what's keeping you from giving your life to Christ. Something you don't want to give up. Something you don't want to give up. Don't let nothing like that in your heart stop you from going to heaven. Out in the radio land, I'm dealing with you too. Don't talk to you. Don't let nothing stop you from going to heaven. There's nothing too so important on this earth can stop a man to go to heaven. Don't let nothing stop you from going to him. You got to let him in. He's knocking. He'll be knocking until he come back at his church. This is the last church. Let us all stand. Amen.